Openserve, South Africa's largest broadband infrastructure provider, is proudly connecting you with this podcast. Openserve understands the importance of connectivity for businesses, large and small, and for the people of South Africa, because a connected home or business is where all the right connections happen. Visit our website at openserve.co.za or connect with us on LinkedIn or Facebook to see how we are connecting South Africa and beyond to our high-speed broadband infrastructure.
In this episode of the OpenServe podcast, I'm honored to talk to OpenServe's Chief Digital and Strategy Officer, Pushkar Gakala. We'll be discussing how the power of the internet can assist home users as well as small to medium businesses. We'll also be touching on how the OpenServe app can be used to monitor your fiber connection, manage your orders, and much, much more. So, whether you're a home user or business user, this is the podcast for you. All right, so we'll kick off with the first question. So, Pushkar, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do now, and how long have you been working in the connectivity space?
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks for having me here. You know, I've been really, really fortunate. I've grown up around the world. I did my high school in Egypt. I worked in Australia, India, US, and then came to Africa and set up some offices for Tech Mahindra on behalf of Airtel Bharti in Ghana and Zambia. And then got an opportunity in South Africa. So really, you know, very fortunate to see so many different cultures and really learn from them. Two little boys, both born in South Africa, and the country has been fantastic to all of us. Coupled to that, I think we've been blessed that I've been in the space which is so thriving and innovative. I think I've been in the connectivity space most of my career. Even though connected through either technology through IT or directly in the connectivity space. I think what's been very, very important for me is across the world is just creating the relationships, and having moved across the world, one common thread has been the connection that we make, right? And that's the connect that we drive. And without internet and the underpinning infrastructure, I think just keeping those relationships alive would have been a big struggle. So little do we know that, you know, the connectivity space sort of is in us, and we use it on a day-to-day life, even though most of us may not work in that space. And that's sort of the beauty of connectivity. I think it transcends not just technology, but just emotions as well as relationships.
I can agree there. So as you've mentioned, you've traveled quite a bit throughout the world. I've done it myself too. So been around to Vegas, I've been to New York, I've been to various places in Europe. And the thing that I found is when it comes to connectivity, it allows me not only to reach out to my clients, it also allows me to spend time with family. So when you're over off in China for 2 weeks and you can't see your kids, it's that connectivity that drives that human interaction between yourself, your clients, your kids, your family. And it's nice to know that OpenServe is allowing us to do that. It's fantastic. So talking about connectivity, as you work in the connectivity space, could you elaborate on what types of connectivity one would get?
You know, I couldn't agree more. I think personally as well, you know, my family is all around the world, and just connecting with them has been the most important aspect, especially in today's time. And to connect, you can have various different forms, right? So if you're a personal user, you may choose, you know, fixed connectivity. Of course, you know, as we move forward, I think fiber has come to the fore and really has established itself as the first choice of connectivity, especially if you're looking for something which is stable and fast speed. And, you know, the larger continent and the world, of course, connects through fixed wireless or wireless connectivity. And, of course, there's satellite broadband, which is connecting those areas that haven't been connected by other connectivity. I think what's very important to know is as the world goes wireless is going fixed. So every time you see a wireless tower going up, there's a fixed connectivity behind it. And it becomes the backbone. You know, it's such an important word. You know, like our spine, I think the fixed connectivity is the backbone of connectivity. Just the other day, I was showing my my kids, the first undersea cable being put in the 19th century across the U.S., connecting the U.S. and Europe. And I think just those kinds of innovations have enabled us to connect the world, right? And underpinning that has been the fixed connectivity. I mean, what we see today at our doorsteps is the last mile, which is where you see the fiber coming into your house and connecting you to the world. Behind that is the bigger pipes of fiber, which are connecting each node and in each city. Those are very, very important technology advances and take into consideration when you choose your, you know, connectivity choice. I think if you're a small to medium business, one of the most important aspects is stability and speed. Fiber, no doubt, has become the choice in connectivity.
So I couldn't agree more, because when I connect via my fiber, there is a Wi-Fi connection and everything. But as you said, that major keyword, backbone. Backbone and infrastructure is extremely important when it comes to fiber. So when you're hooking up to your router or anything, or even connecting your mobile phone to your router, you need to understand that that's a fiber connection. It's not a mobile connection or anything like that. It's a 2.4 gigahertz or 5 gigahertz connection that has been solidified by a 2.4 or 5 gigahertz connection that is connected to a fiber backbone.
Yeah, you're totally right. You know, I must emphasize that a lot of us as customers, including myself, I mean, when the Wi-Fi connection goes down, we quickly jump and say my network is down or there's a problem in the fiber. And most probably you'll find that the fiber network is up and running. It's actually a Wi-Fi setup inside the home or in the business, which is the problem child. And I think there needs to be a lot more emphasis around that to educate the customers of how the Wi-Fi setup can be, what are the dead spots, how do you overcome them. And we are working quite tirelessly as OpenServe, not only to look at our fiber connectivity, but also to educate our customers about how they can improve their Wi-Fi setup inside their premise. And of course, our partners are also working at the same, you know, there have been some advances done in the Wi-Fi setup as well with Wi-Fi meshes. And that sort of complements the high-speed broadband connectivity that you're getting with fiber. There's no point if you get fiber in your house and you have an old Wi-Fi router sitting in, which doesn't really allow you to reap the benefits of what fiber gives you. You know, it gives you, you know, high bandwidth, low latency, high speed, great stability, and it's on, right? It's on. It doesn't have the challenges that typically a copper or a cable would have. You know, weather doesn't really play a major part in fiber. It's durable. And I think that's the beauty of this technology, that allows us to provide connectivity to more clients and customers with that small single strand of fiber. And that's really important for us as fiber network operators, but also for consumers of that service on the other side.
So I'm going to agree with you there as well, because I run a small to medium business as well. But when it comes to my fiber connection, the thing is, I don't have to resort to mobile connections in case my fiber comes down, because what I've got is I've got a massive inverter, which I've connected up to my fiber box. And even if we do experience things like load shedding or a power outage, my fiber connection's still on. It's still usable. And there's no need to, how can I say, fall back on anything like a mobile network or anything, because that fiber connection is secure. It's still online, even if there is a power outage in the area.
Totally, Daryl, especially as we are today, right? I mean, consumers and businesses are showing a huge demand for access to information, right? And it's growing as a host of new devices, new content, and new applications help fuel that sort of demand. And I think what happens is the setup around it is equally important. I mean, fiber allows you, as you rightly said, especially as we go through load shedding, having those inverters and complementary technology, which helps you to remain connected, is equally important. I think as the future of connectivity evolves, you know, you're going to see more devices, you know, connecting and things, right? I mean, there are countries in the, you know, cities in the world, which already have a lot of IoT devices connected. And, you know, these devices need something which allows that information to be transmitted. And that's where, again, fiber comes through. you know, every time there is a connection, you're going to see a backhaul or a front haul, as we call it, of fiber, which allows you to connect and consume that data that we all are looking for, right? Today with my kids sitting at home and studying from home, I'm working from home myself. The amount of information and amount of data that we consume, that kind of influx of data can only be satisfied through high-speed broadband, fixed high-speed broadband. I think that's the power of fiber connectivity. You know, not only are we a complementary technology to the wireless technology that sits outside your home, but actually in a lot of places are competing with wireless technology now because the price evolution has taken place. The efficiencies of deploying fiber has become much better. The faster rate of deployment is improving, you know, has helped. So those traditional challenges that a fixed connectivity provider had are also sort of slowly going away, which allows us to compete really well in the market. And you'll see, especially in South Africa, there are over 72 fiber network operators. And that's rarely seen. I mean, there might be, you know, players with smaller landscape. Of course, OpenServe is the largest broadband connectivity provider in South Africa. But what it shows is the power of fixed network, and everyone is realizing it, that without connecting, you know, your homes, the hub, the future hub of connectivity and businesses, I think with fiber, you're going to continuously have those challenges of not having a stable network. You might have drops. You may have to reconnect most of the time. And I think fiber gives you that option of having that seamless connectivity that we all want.
Mm. So let's talk about work, life, and play when it comes to a fiber connection. I want to find out from you, what sort of devices do you have set up in your house? Do your kids play Xbox or PlayStation? And how is that fiber connection allowing them to connect to these devices and still enjoy a little bit of schoolwork as well as playtime? I'd also like to find out if you play any video games, because I know I do.
Yeah. No, totally. I mean, you know, I've got two boys. They're growing up quite fast and really into technology themselves. So we do have an Xbox. And, you know, a family of four, we tend to have some online battles with each other. And more often than not, the kids win. But it just shows, you know, how the younger generation has adapted to technology quite well. You know, in the last 1 year, they've been studying from home. The elder one plays piano, and suddenly his lessons are online as well. So really every part of our life in some way or the other has, you know, got connected to the fiber connection that we have at our home. You know, and as I said, the information that we consume is phenomenal. I mean, most of our work is video conferencing, and the only way to connect is now to put our video on and really see each other, you know, in the absence of physically meeting. And that connect will only be possible if you have a strong broadband connection. Those kind of aspects have really driven our ecosystem within our world. Of course, I've had to understand that I'm encroaching into my wife's world, and I've had to behave and find my office in a spot that doesn't disturb them. I think those are sort of challenges that all of us have evolved with. But what has helped is having connectivity in all parts of your home, so that we can compartmentalize each other's life as we move through the day, and then connect through either online sometimes just for fun, but then also allow that physical connect, right? I must emphasize, as much as fiber is a means to connect, I think it's equally important to disconnect sometimes, because you then really appreciate when you connect back. It's about transformation. You know, the energy consumption in the house has increased. That's one thing that you're going to see the hub evolve in, you know, as you and I look to consume more and more data and information. We're going to find complementary technologies to enable us to do and continue doing that. You know, to your inverter point, I think we've all started looking at alternative energies. And suddenly the hub is actually going to become a business itself. You know, work from home, work, and the business is going to evolve where we start not only, you know, giving services to others, but also consuming our own services. And I think that's going to be a big shift as we move forward. I think fitness has been another big one. I'm very proud of it. And, you know, I lost over 17 kgs in this lockdown. That was predominantly just making sure that I stayed fit through online videos and yoga classes. I think it gave me an opportunity to be able to do things that I couldn't do before. And of course, you know, just the content, you know, on Netflix and Showmax and other OTT providers have also sort of driven the flexibility that us as a consumer wanted somewhere deep down. And we're getting it through life, play, and enjoying our work as well.
So I'm going to agree with you on the point where it comes to home fitness as well, because I do a lot of martial arts. So does my oldest daughter. And I kind of dropped back from the martial arts side because obviously focusing more on work and that sort of thing. And I found my spare tire growing a little bit. So what I did was, as I'm very much into martial arts, I did some YouTube videos, checked on YouTube for any content that I can use, and I found some really, really great, like, fitness classes that involve Goju-Ryu karate or boxing and that sort of thing, but of Taekwondo, Kendo here and there, and it's helped me up my fitness game as well. I mean, I've also, okay, your weight loss is impressive, compared to mine. I've only lost around about 6 kilos in lockdown, but it's just that it's the backbone of the fiber connectivity that's allowing me to do this. Because as I said, with the inverter, I'll bring that up again. Even if there is a power outage, I can still log into my TV. It's connected there. The router's there. The fiber's done. All of that, I can still do a 30-minute workout in the morning, and it's helped me when it comes to work, life, and play. So as this benefits work, life, and play, would you say that it also benefits small to medium businesses? So we're looking at security, we're looking at education, and we're looking at cloud storage and moving things forward with small to medium businesses. As I mentioned, I am a small to medium business owner, and I found it very beneficial to have a fiber connection from home, but I'd like to hear from your side the benefits.
Sure. Thanks, sir. I think, you know, if I could summarize in one word what small to medium business is looking for is growth, right? It's the goal that drives many of these, the small, medium businesses owners. And growth is exciting, right? It can be risky, but if you don't have the right technology supporting you, you know, that's when small to medium businesses can't really reap the benefits that they're looking for. And the success of small to medium businesses such as yours heavily depends on the right tools and services that you set up within your ecosystem that enables you to grow. I think fiber allows you not only the connection, but now allows you to consume a lot of data at a much faster rate. I think one of the best examples that one can give is cloud access, reliability, speed are the three sort of big things that come to my mind straight away. But I think around it is the customer experience that the small to medium business strives to give their customers, because that's sort of the differentiator apart from the pricing that a small to medium business is looking for. And to be able to give that customer experience, I think connectivity and having the right tools around it are extremely important. As we've rolled out fiber, there have been a huge demand for fiber, right? And previously, small to medium businesses, especially run from home, didn't have that stable connection. And now to be able to get fiber connectivity, which gives you that stability, gives you signal strength, gives you the bandwidth that you're looking for, which allows you to, you know, example, file share, streaming high definition videos or doing web conferencing. I think all of this wouldn't be possible without fiber. The ability to get symmetric speed, which allows you to not only download but upload data at the same speed. Getting low latency, which allows you to game if that's your business. And also security. I think it's very, very important to understand that fiber is durable. So unlike, you know, it can't be just sort of stolen and done with. Fiber allows you to physically carry a lot more data. And that's sort of the big strength of fiber connectivity coming through. As small to medium businesses evolve, and I want to bring it back to the growth concept, as small to medium businesses evolve, the point-to-point connection that typically people had has moved away. As Daryl and your company grows, you might have more people working for you, even if they're five or six. Suddenly, you want point-to-multi-point connectivity, which allows cloud access. you want services that can be consumed by your employees internally as well. Having that fiber connectivity allows you to do that. Small to medium businesses is the growth engine as we move forward, and we've seen a huge step in small to medium business across the world. You know, women entrepreneurs have really, really grown in that space as well, and they've really carved out a lot of extremely important niche areas where they've taken, you know, the growth possibilities even further. New upcoming entrepreneurs like yourself have also taken connectivity as an underpinning attribute, which allows them to put new services on top of it. Local content that can be provided has also needs to be stored, cached locally, which also again, once again, needs high speed connectivity. That is only provided by fiber. You know, a lot of times everyone talks about SLAs, you know, hoping that a business can get service level agreements with fiber. A lot of times you really don't need it, especially if you're a small to medium business. You're getting really high speed SLAs without paying for it. And that's the beauty of getting high speed connectivity, which is backed by fiber, and having that fiber backbone as well, equally important, which allows the national network like OpenService to transmit that data across the country and internationally. Those are very, very important parts as we move towards taking small to medium ecosystem forward.
The fast and reliable broadband network from OpenServe makes content streaming, like listening to this podcast, browsing and interacting, hassle-free. Find out more at openserve.co.za and download the OpenServe Connect app from your app store.
So, thank you for that. As I was mentioning, I'm also a small to medium business owner. As Pushkar mentioned, it does really help at the end of the day, because I do photography on the side, I run techlab.co.za, and I do a bit of tech support too, and that takes up a lot of data, and it takes up a lot of bandwidth as well. So, to be able to go to a shoot for someone, whether it's a wedding or anything like that, I can go to a venue, shoot my shots, edit them, upload them to a service, say, for instance, Dropbox, and my client has instant access to their photos without me having to go through to their place to physically drop it off, because obviously COVID is a thing as well, so we try and avoid interaction there. And then when it comes to my business, obviously it's run by fiber. And then on the tech side, with the support, it also provides me with enough bandwidth to take overseas calls. I can take calls from anywhere in the world, whether it's via Zoom or whether it's via Teams or any of those platforms. I can still interact with my customers, whether they're sitting next door or in the Bahamas. So that's great to hear. So I want to find out a little bit more about how OpenServe enables home users and businesses when it comes to connectivity and accessibility. So I also want to find out about your core focus and what the company represents.
Thanks, Al. So OpenServe is the largest fixed broadband provider in South Africa, and we connect all major cities, towns, ports, and also have international connectivity, maybe through my satellite or undersea cables. We are totally focused in ensuring that we can bring the best connectivity to all South Africans at the fastest pace as possible, right? So in the last year, we have rolled out over 550 homes or premises with fiber, and our connectivity rate, which is where the customers are connecting to our fiber network, is the highest in the ecosystem. So we've got over 51% of our fiber connected. Those are sort of really the key benchmarks that we keep driving our business forward with. Of course, one of our large segments is providing connectivity to mobile network operators, which then in turn provide you wireless connectivity. We provide them with the backhaul connectivity that each tower needs with fiber. The enterprise, large enterprise customers, which have data centers, they also need really big, you know, pipes and connectivity, which is also again provided by OpenServe. And the consumers, right? So we, of course, we have DSL previously, and then we've launched new products and innovative products like PureConnect, which focuses on data connectivity. And if I could distill it down to where we want to move forward, is focusing on enabling that data connectivity for all consumers in South Africa, may it be via current connectivity or via fiber. We are very, very clear as we move forward that we're going to continue to roll out and modernize our network, and we're going to drive our fiber network even further into smaller towns as well as large cities. And that's going to be sort of our main focus. I must add that as we move forward, and you know, you touched upon COVID, I think the emergence or re-emergence of fixed connectivity has been really brought to the forefront as we went through the pandemic. And the demand has also driven us to really roll out fiber and also improve our current connectivity suites of products to ensure that, you know, all consumers stay connected. You know, one of the promises that we want to try and give to our customers as we move forward is once you connect, you stay connected. That is really, really powerful, especially as we drive our fiber connectivity. I did mention this before, but I think around this is the customer experience. Previously, we've been sort of heroes behind the heroes. You know, all you saw OpenServe was on the buckies that were going around. But we are also ensuring that the customer understands the power of network that's in their premise. And we are pivoting as an organization and really moving towards a more digital ecosystem and creating a digital native organization, which allows us to not only harness the importance of a technology through digitalization, but also taking digital capabilities, self-service capabilities to our customers, which then allows them to connect with OpenServe, which previously maybe they haven't been able to. We are, you know, starting to build that relationship with not only our clients, but also the end customers, which then allows us to drive fiber connectivity across South Africa as we come across your neighborhood and connect your home as we move forward.
So you mentioned seeing the OpenServe vans driving around and all of that. So I think in this past 2 years, I think our fiber has gone down once. And mm-hmm. The moment that I've reported it, I've taken a drive up to the OpenServe box and the guys are already there. So yeah. Fixing the problem and all of that. So what I can say is you guys have a super fast rollout when it comes to technical service, which is absolutely amazing because, as I mentioned, I can call up and just take a drive, just go see what's happening. And the guys are already there fixing it. And this isn't something that I've ever experienced from another provider. So thanks for that.
That's really, really heartening to hear. We're making a conscious choice to ensure that the customer is at the center of what we're trying to do. You know, one forgets there's a lot of information, a lot of training, a lot of aspects behind that customer experience that goes into it. And OpenServe is investing not only in technology, but also in people. And we're ensuring that one is getting you connected. But what's important is keeping you connected. That's where the customer experience and that differentiation comes through. And we're very, very proud that, you know, our typical sort of time to market to connect a premise is under 3 days for consumers. And if there is a issue, of course, you know, there are some big issues that happen and we have to cater for them. But on the whole, I think we're making huge strides. One of the big things that we saw as we move forward, Daryl, was as we mentioned earlier in the talk, a lot of customers would call in saying my network was down, but actually their Wi-Fi was a problem child. By introducing these digital self-service capabilities, I think we've given the power to the customer to really realize what's going in inside the house, then tackle it. A lot of times there would be a rollout and a customer would call out and my internet is not working and a technician would be sent out to their homes to realize that the Wi-Fi was unplugged, for example, or the router was unplugged. And these are simple things that the customer, if given the opportunity, would love to correct straight away because it's in their interest to stay connected as well. So that education, not only to our own employees and us, but also to customers, to be able to self-service and help themselves stay connected is one of the primary focuses as part of our customer experience. And we're very proud with the steps that we've taken. We recently just launched the OpenServe app and of course have now revamped our OpenServe website. And what's significant about the app has been that it's been sort of the first of its kind, and we're quite proud of it.
All right, so that moves me into my next question about the app. Can you tell us a little bit more about the features and benefits and where it can be downloaded?
Yeah, you know, it can be downloaded from all app stores. So Apple App Store, Google Play Store, as well as the Huawei App Store. And that was one of our focuses, right? And I must say, you know, the pandemic has taught us a lot. And as providers of connectivity, now that we were sitting at the home, you really get educated as to what's really important and how if the Xbox is not streaming well, you know, somebody's going to complain. So, you know, it allowed us to take a peek into everyone's life as we took a view into our own life and look at those subtle but important aspects of customer experience. And I think that's where the app was born out of. What the app does is A, allows you to check your broadband coverage. And what's most significant is if you're in the fiber coverage, you really don't need to go to an ISP round to look for an order and get your home connected. You can actually ask OpenServe directly and log a infrastructure order, essentially asking them to come out, asking us to come out and connect your home or premise. And then having the choice to choose any of the ISPs that you might want. As you know, we are the largest open access fiber connectivity provider in South Africa, which allows all ISP, our partner ISPs, to sell their services on our fiber. So within that app, it also gives you ISP details. It allows you to explore broadband network services, which is provided by OpenServe. What's really cool about the app is that now you can actually test your network directly. And the focus has been that time to market is always important for everyone. So you would get a ping back within 2 minutes to tell you if your network is up or not. And if the network is down, we proactively look to fix it. You know, the app allows you to request a speed upgrade, which essentially is like a lead, which we give to our ISP partners. I think two big aspects that were always asked for, and I think as you as a business owner, as well as a consumer would love this, is that if you have an order pending now, you can track your order and your appointments through the app. You can also track your faults and appointments through the app as they come through. If there's a network outage, especially with load shedding, a lot of times you will find outages in the area and in some areas, and the app allows you to get notifications so that you're kept up to speed. I think one of the things that we keep missing is just keeping the customer informed is equally important. And I think managing those expectations was very important for us. Through the app, we've been able to really drive that. The other aspect that we've also incorporated is allowing you to now do a Wi-Fi test on the app as well. And it was purposely done so that you differentiate between your network, fixed network, which is a fiber, and your Wi-Fi setup in the home. And as we move forward, the app will also pick up dead spots so that it can help you set up your Wi-Fi within your house better. And we look to improve our app as we get more feedback from our clients as well as our customers. You know, we've been rated quite well. Of course, you know, we're going to ask our customers to keep downloading the app. So as and when we connect with our customers, we're encouraging all our customers to download the app because it's giving the power of connectivity in their hands. It's so easy to download and navigate through, and we'll really welcome them to try this self-service capability. We're very confident about all the different services that we've given our customers as we look to the future.
So it's nice to see that OpenServe is moving forward with the times when it comes to apps and connectivity. So if you are looking for the OpenServe app, I suggest that you head on down to your Google Play Store or your Apple mobile phone store, download the app, check out its capabilities, and see how it can benefit you when you're connected to your fiber. And as Pushka said, you can do a whole load of things, whether it's checking your Wi-Fi or your speed. So be sure to download that app today. So I want to find out a little bit more about OpenServe. How do individuals as well as businesses reach out to OpenServe? So if you could tell us your website, your social contact numbers, anything like that?
Sure. So it's important to understand that OpenServe is a wholesale provider. So obviously we have different channels of how we interact with our different customers. So of course the large businesses have account managers who deal with them on a day-to-day basis. But for the consumers who are on our fiber network and small to medium businesses who are tasting that fiber speed, I think do go to our website, which is openserve.co.za, and we have an email info@openserve.co.za. We're also on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. I must mention we wanted to stay away from giving a phone number out because we are really trying to leapfrog that sort of customer experience channel, and we're really really focused on our digital channels as we move forward. So not only have we revamped our website, but it also allows now different communities. For example, if you're a builder, earlier you didn't really have a channel to come through and say, hey, listen, I'm building in this area. I want connectivity already, into that premise or into that mall. When you go to the website, there's a really, really separate channel for you where you can now interact with us and give that information across. Similarly, for gated communities and HOAs, we have really streamlined that access and connectivity so that you can go through the process, understand how you can connect with OpenServe and give us the opportunity to connect your estate. So that personalized experience has been very, very important for us as well as we look at every different channel. Of course, the app itself allows you to connect with us, and I'll strongly recommend all our listeners to download the app as well as go to our website and connect with us through our social channels. It's a transformation journey, and you're going to see these improvements happening on an ongoing basis. And we're very, very confident that, like you, other customers are going to see that differentiated customer experience coming through from OpenServe.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Now, I have a quick surprise for you. I have 5 quick fire questions that I'd like, so our audience can get to know Pushka a little bit better. So, what I'd like to ask you is, so you only have around about 2 to 3 seconds to answer each question. So we're going to go in 3, 2, 1. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Favorite book?
I think I'm reading the current book, which I'm really enjoying, The Art of War.
All right. And favorite color?
Blue.
Blue. And then last of all, the final question of the day is pizza or burgers?
Burgers anytime.
Burgers anytime. So Pushka, it was fantastic getting to know you as well as about what OpenServe offers, more about the app, as well as a little bit more of the personal details of your life. So I'd like to thank you so much for attending the OpenServe podcast today.
Thank you, Darryl. Pleasure. It was a learning experience for me as well, but had a great time and good to know you as well. And thank you to all the listeners. As I said, give the OpenServe app a try, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
Connecting you to this podcast is just one way which OpenServe is connecting South Africans to a better life. Join our broadband network today by visiting our website at openserve.co.za and download the OpenServe Connect app from your app store.